Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County 4-H members Zoe Denler, Peyton Ford, Adeline Houston, and Caden Houston, who have all advanced to the Iowa State Fair with their static and communication events.
My name is Zoe Denler. I will be a sophomore this fall at Waco, and I am in the horse and pony group.
My name is Peyton Ford. I'm going into ninth grade, and I'm in Lime Creek Livewires.
My name is Adeline Houston, and I'm going into seventh grade at Mid Prairie Middle School, and I'm in the Lime Creek Livewires.
I'm Caden Houston, and I'm going into seventh grade. I'm part of the Lime Creek Livewires.
If you want to share what static or communication events you did and maybe share a bit about them, if you want to start off, Zoe.
I got the best intermediate photo, so that's going to state. The photo that's going to state is a bike, and it has two shadows of it with lighting just on one side, so that was kind of cool. And then I had three photos that got purples and two that got blues, and then my static other thing got a blue.
What was the static exhibit that you did?
It was a window frame. Half of it is chalkboard, so you can write on it, and the other half is twine that you can hang photos on.
I had a German chocolate cake, a poster of how we shred paper to use for bedding, and a cow bag that I made that I sewed.
Are all of those moving on to state?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're all going to state, and I also had a presentation going to state.
And what's the presentation about?
History of the butter cow.
Adeline, would you like to share what you
had? I had a tableside dresser that went to State Fair, and I also had a awards hanger that got considered for state, but didn't make it.
I have two projects going to the State Fair. One is a digital storytelling project, and I have a community service project going to the State Fair there. One is about the creation of videos, part of a historical tour I'm doing at the Washington County Fairgrounds, and then the other one is about the tour I'm doing at the County Fairgrounds, and then I have a communications project going to State Fair, and that was about the Tallcorn history of Washington County.
You're the one that's responsible for the history walking tour, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to share a bit more about what that is that you concocted?
So I've created a 7-stop walking tour at the Washington County Fairgrounds, and basically, you'll just pick up a brochure at the extension office. You can in the front door, just going into the front door, or my project in the basement of the extension office. And you basically scan a QR code or type in a link or the name of the video and then go around to each stop. And yeah, that's it. Each video is about 3 to 5 minutes long.
Okay, and so you've filmed these videos. You want to share a little bit more about that?
So I've done a PowerPoint presentation for each video, and each one is audio recorded. The first one has a video of me, and that's the history of the Washington County Fairgrounds, and then all the other ones are just audio recordings and a slideshow presentation that I went through while recording.
Why did you decide to make this installation for the fairgrounds?
Well, I give credit to Michael Zoss. I went on a walking tour with him in May, and he's a historian of Washington County and very knowledgeable in the topic. And I was inspired by him. I didn't want to do something quite that size yet, but I wanted to slowly move into maybe something to get up to that area, I guess you could say. And I plan to put in historical interpretation of each tour stop and put in signs.
Cool. Well, sounds like you're a Mike Zoss in the making. For things such as, like, what you described, Zoe, the chalkboard thing, you know, that sounds like a lot of, like, craftsmanship and all that, and, like, Peyton with the cake, right? How did you guys kind of get into this and photography and all those sorts of things? I guess if one of you wants to take that.
I saw a project that was kind of like that one of my first years at the fair, and I wanted to do that for a long time, so this year I actually went out and found the window pane and got that. I forgot to mention earlier that I also have a communication project going on the state.
Did you have to enlist some help with that window pane project?
My dad helped me because he knows a lot about that stuff, so I did most of it on my own and then had him help me when I needed it.
For you, Peyton, have you had much of a baking history? Have you done this a lot? Is it a passion of yours?
Yeah, I've been making sugar cookies with my grandma since I was like 2 or 3. and I just wanted to make a double layer cake this year, so I just chose German chocolate because it's one of my favorites.
I think some people who aren't maybe familiar so much with 4-H and what all it can encompass, they may be surprised to see like all of the different projects that you guys work on. I'm always constantly impressed whenever I go to the State Fair and I look at the 4-H building. Did you ever think when you were younger, something like refinishing or building a dresser, is that something that you thought, oh yeah, I'd like to do that someday?
My family goes to the State Fair every year, and we also show baby dolls up there. But it, like, we go through the 4-H building, and just the projects are pretty cool. So it's always like an inspiration for a new project every year.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County 4-H members Zoe Dedler, Peyton Ford, Adeline Houston, and Caden Houston, who have all advanced to the Iowa State Fair with their static and communication events. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.